Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 256.
Or 652.
Why? Oh, reverse text. Yeah. There's some great fun going on in the chat, where Simon would appear to have got his caps lock key in a knot. We understand what you mean, Simon. How are you? And how are all the assorted Simons? And how is everybody else? Let me know. Had the pleasure, that word not totally on point, of watching Boris at 5 o'clock. Did anybody else see Boris?
I heard him.
Does that man own a comb?
No.
You know, normally, I don't criticise people for what they look like, but he is the Prime Minister.
You could say the same about me. But I've got a cat.
You're not the Prime Minister. And no. You look better than Boris did.
Oh, thanks.
He always looks like he's been dragged through a hedge backwards, does Boris?
They're having a day off. Good for you.
Ooh.
You deserve one.
Excellent. What a jolly good idea. I'm quite liking that idea. Ah, we've got how many days left, Mike?
About a week.
Six.
And tons of stuff to do.
6 days left and 349 days worth of work.
I got last week, somebody posted on Workplace. Now, this is the problem with me when I go into Workplace and say I'll help somebody out.
Never do that.
No. So somebody posted on Workplace. Actually, it was my boss's boss who added me, so I thought I'd had to respond to it. And basically, they wanted to know if they could put some kind of watermark on a video. So, of course, I said, yeah. Had a discussion with them as to how they wanted it. Basically, it was if somebody got hold of this video, they wanted it to say AZ Confidential on it. So I said, well, you could have like a footer, like a strip along the bottom that, you know, like you see on the TV.
Mm.
I said, but the problem with that is if they get hold of it, they could just crop it off. I said, or you could put something faint diagonally across the middle. She said, yes, but that would obscure the video. So I said, well, and make it really faint. So she goes away and she has a yak with the colleagues, and that's the last I hear of it. I then get a ping today on their Teams, and it was this random bird that I'd never heard of.
Oh, the 70s have called and want their insults back. Go on.
Yeah, shouldn't have said that because it's Power of Diversity Week next week. No, an ex-colleague started that random bird thing. No, this woman messaged me. And
one of Mike's women, he means.
Yeah, and she said, I got your name from my superior.
Oh.
Well, she was Swedish. She obviously means a boss. And she said, we're looking to have some kind of watermark on a video.
And you thought, oh no, that said, one's rearing its ugly head.
I said, is this anything to do with the conversation I had with so-and-so last week? She said, yeah. And I'd already told this woman, because this woman had said, how much would it cost last week? And I said, well, it's a 5-minute job, nothing. So she comes, the other woman comes back today, and she says, I said, how many videos have you got? She said, 45.
Okay, that's New Year taken care of.
So I went back, when do you want it? That was the other thing, when do you want it? We've got to give them to the customer by the end of November.
This year?
Yeah. I said, sorry, but I've got commitments this week and I'm finishing next week. Woo-hoo. I keep telling people that. So then she posts on Workplace. She said, can anyone help out?
What did they decide on for the watermark?
The diagonal.
A diagonal piece of text?
Yeah.
Doesn't Handbrake do that?
They haven't got Handbrake.
Well, they might not, but you do. Let's have a look. I'm not actually sure you can do that. Can you take a graphic
and batch convert it?
I don't think it can be done, actually. I'm just wondering if you could, like, you can lay it over the top. Probably not.
My superior has given me a packet of crisps and opened a bottle of wine. That's the kind of superior you need, Simon.
I'm glad he's acknowledging there. Glad he's acknowledging Mrs. Simon as being superior. Hello, Kim. Happy Thanksgiving. Have you seen what Simon's put about the hair, Mike?
Which hair?
Go back to just under Anthony when Anthony says hi. Hello, Anthony.
15 minutes of work.
Keep going. Next one.
No.
Freddie Boswell Hold Maximus that. On the hair front. There's a title for the show.
Yeah, I'll copy that into WhatsApp.
I've already done it, Mike.
All right.
It's already there.
Hi, Pete.
Hello, Pete.
I got your Excel request. I'll look at it when I've finished adding 45 watermarks to 45 videos.
In the next 5 minutes, if you don't mind, Mike.
No, she posted it on Workplace. She said, can anyone help out? And I thought, before my boss puts at Mike Thomas, can you help? I put, I've been asked to do this, but due to other priority commitments, I don't have the time. I wonder if anyone's replied. I'll go on Workplace now.
They'll just be running for the hills, trust me. They'll be running for the hills on that one. Oh, dear, 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 dear me. Hello, everybody. Everybody's joining in now. We've got Pete, we've got Paul. Excellent, excellent. So, have we found any really good deals that, you know, can't be ignored for Black Friday? I got a good one that I will be having a look at. It's valid till next week, but I do wait for this one all year. It's Take Control eBooks. If you are in the market for anything that they have written an eBook on, now is a very good time to buy. It's 50% off. They've got, I think they've probably got a book on Biggles, the new stuff in Biggles, if you're interested in that. They have a 1Password book, which I think I got free from 1Password. They've got the free version of the Dev and Think book, obviously, but they also have other books, and they are all 50% off at the moment. So that's definitely a good one to have a look at. One of the word processors I use, which I'll admit is a bit odd, Mellel. Sad news from them. They sent a mail out and said, you know, we've not sent a mail out. Why is the Force helicopter out?
Don't know.
In fact, that sounds like it's coming down. It's a bit low.
Mm. Because it's heard Pete's on the prowl.
Pete's on the prowl and he wanted to come out and say hello to Pete. That is low. That's not an ambulance. That's definitely the Force helicopter. What else? So this mail from Mellel. Apparently it was two brothers that ran the company and one of them was a writer. Mellel is a word processor. I think they're based in Israel, Tel Aviv. And now, the one who always writes the mail is called Ori. Anyway, he died at the beginning of the month. Oh. He didn't give any details, but he's died. So they're saying, like, you know, we're thankful, blah, blah, blah. And there's this version, but basically we're not in any position at the minute to do much in the way of thinking. I thought that's shocking, isn't it? Mm. Yes, so that came out. What else did we have? Is anybody participating in the Apple sale tomorrow? That one was, what was that? That was a £150 voucher, come whatever, wasn't it?
Is anybody in?
£120, you're right, it's $150. £120, $150. Who's interested in that? Kim wants to see Pete with a jetpack riding around saving lives. It'll come, Kim. It'll come, trust us. Kim, thank you, Kim. She's thankful this year for all of us crazy macarooners. Still here, 256 days on. And having a total ball. Oh, Pete recruited one of the doctors to get involved in MacBites After Hours for the Notion series. She's also called Kim. You can never have too many Kims. But obviously, there is the original Kim. We'll just have to think of a nickname. I know Pete's Kim. That'll set Mrs. Pete off. She knows she can trust you, Pete. She knows she can trust you. Have we seen the BBC News article about jetpacks for paramedics?
I haven't, no.
But now Kim's comment makes sense, and it's just a matter of time, Pete. Tell us that you've been beta testing it, but you couldn't tell us until today. Oh, not good for Mrs. Pete, apparently. Head would explode. Well, that's not good. But Pete, you paramedic, you can put it back together again. It'll be fine. paramedics and jetpacks. I mean, for crying out loud, we can't test and trace somebody and they're thinking of putting a paramedic in a jetpack. There are no words. It's the way Boris bumbles his way through the answers that annoys me. He was asked a specific question and bumbled his way through. And I thought it was a guy called Geraint. And I thought, what a brilliant question. And he was saying, wouldn't it be better for schools in the last week of term, all schools to work remote? And the rationale for it was for both the families of the children and the teachers not to be put in a position with this window of opportunity to meet up over Christmas, to be put in a position where they got put in a 14-day self-isolation 10 days before Christmas. And I thought, genius, yes, let the little, and then insert the expletive of your choice, work from home. You know, all the little children, let them learn from home. And apparently Boris was, I think the gist of the answer was, yeah, whatever. I don't think he knows what is going on. But it's an interesting point, isn't it? Mm. People are making plans and then, well, there's supposed to be mass testing. But we know all about that, don't we, Simon? Hmm. Mrs. Simon didn't even get a test. But no. In Liverpool, apparently, if she'd have bobbed up to Liverpool, she would have been fine because, you know, they're testing lampposts up there. And apparently it's working really well. So we are out of national lockdown on the 2nd of December. On the 2nd of December, we're going into a Tier 3 lockdown here, which is like the Tier 3 we were in before, but stricter. So, no change here in Manchester. Let us know about wherever you are. Oh. Right, great. I've got that link now, Pete. I'm going to have a look at that. Oh, you know, if you do get picked for this, do let us know. We can go out and just watch you fly past. Could save lives. I mean, what do you think, Pete? I'm just contemplating how on earth this would work. We haven't got plastic aprons for nurses and they're thinking of strapping you in a jetpack. Yeah. No, I'm not seeing it. I wonder what the training would be like for that. Or are they already being trained and we just don't know? Aha! Oh, call a doctor, Kim. Ah, that'd work. Okay. Would you use version one of the jetpack? Oh, if it's big sir compatible, it's going to have huge buttons, isn't it? Not enjoying the interface much. I know I'll get used to it, but it looks like an iPad. And 2 to 3 years from now, it will be an iPad. It's not, well, it is the decisions they've made about the interface in terms of the Finder and stuff like that. But have you seen Keynote? There's this huge gap. And I can't get past the fact there's this huge gap. Oh, and just to make it interesting, the government site's gone down with all the who's in what tier business. Mm. So they can't keep a website up, but they're going to strap a jetpack on yeah, Pete.
I did try that earlier. You go to this website, you type in your postcode and it won't get anywhere.
Yeah, well, that's spot on, isn't it? Because you're not going anywhere.
No.
Oh. Right, let's have a look. Anthony says West Yorkshire is in Tier 3. Well, we're in Tier 3, but bizarrely, about 15 to 20 miles west of us, Warrington is in Tier 2, and Liverpool, which is another 20 miles further west of us, they're in a Tier 2 because they've allowed the mass testing. And I don't understand, you know, if it moves in Liverpool, they're testing it, and if it doesn't, they're testing it. And then there aren't tests available for people with symptoms in other parts of the country. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me, but that's only me. So you're in good company, Anthony. You are with us in Tier 3. So it's as you were. Don't do anything. Don't leave the house.
Don't collect £200.
No, don't pass go. Don't collect £200. Don't leave the house. Have your food delivered and enjoy the entertainment on MacBites. That's the instruction. That is a prescription. Oh, Pete's quite up for this. The search function in Mac Mail is annoying you too. Oh, I don't use Mac Mail. Is it in the wrong place? Is it just not working? The thing in Keynote is it's just a huge gap. It used to have elements of the interface on it, buttons, and now it's blank and it's enforced blank. So you couldn't like tinker with the interface and put some useful stuff back in it. It's just blank. And to make matters worse, it's semi-transparent. So whatever's on the desktop is kind of showing through this blank area. Now, I do remember complaining vehemently. I know you're wondering which time. The time that they moved the new slide button to the bottom of the window on the Mac. And they moved it there in Keynote so it matched the iOS version. Hello. Which makes sense on an iPad because your fingers are down there holding the iPad. Does not make sense on the Mac. So I did this long piece about it, why it was stupid. And 3 weeks later, Apple changed it. They don't actually reverse what they've done often, but that was one of the occasions. But to me, they seem obsessed with making sure that they have a consistent interface across iOS and the Mac. Makes sense, you might think. But when they built the Mac and when they built the iPad and we all were hoping for OS X, as it was at the time, or Mac OS on a tablet, we got told it was a different form factor and therefore it needed to have a custom interface to match it. Excellent. I'll go with that then. And popovers make sense on an iPad. They make no sense whatsoever on a Mac. I have oodles of screen space. In Keynote pages, numbers, in the 09 version, I used to be able to make use of the extra monitor space by having multiple copies of the panel. There's one panel, like a format panel, or there used to be, and it was a separate little window. But you could make multiple copies of it and then set each one to a different tab. So it was like looking at Affinity Photo or Affinity Publisher with multiple panels. It was fabulous. And now the interface matches the iPad and it's in one window and my other two monitors totally useless. Yeah, so don't get me going on that. So what's wrong with it, Pete? It's too small. My complaint is most of the interface is too big. There used to be an open box to type in. That makes sense. But the box is for moving emails to different inboxes and you can't get used to it, especially when you make a window smaller. That seems ludicrous. But there you go.
So, baby, what? You're in tier two, I'm in tier three. Fancy a Zoom meeting?
I don't
Anthony's come up with a new chat up line.
Ooh, loving that.
Because I asked Sarah what tier she's in.
It might be worth...
Oh, 4th of December.
Oh, excellent. Oh, Sarah, there's a 5% discount. Don't order anything from Mr. Memory if you've not got the discount. Let me find you the code. That arrived today. Mr. Memory, Mr. Memory, Mr. Memory, where are you? Mr. Memory, here we go. Right, use the code, all capitals, BLACK2020, no spaces. BLACK 2020 gets you 5% off Mr. Memory. Okay, let's get rid of that now. Right, okay. Yeah, it might be worth sending them some feedback, Pete, because I wrote a real snottogram. You can send feedback from within the app, and I put together this thing about Keynote, and like I say, they fixed it. Well, actually...
You mean Timmy took notice?
Timmy took notice for once, yeah. I wrapped it around a brick. Though they did actually take notice and they did reverse something. So it might be worth putting some feedback in. Oh, Kim's got Microsoft for $36. That's a fabulous deal. Excellent. We got a year, didn't we? About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was the cheapest. It was cheaper than Black Friday last year. Might be worth getting two, Kim, and sticking it on there for an extra year. You can do that, you know. I think you can stack up to 6 years, but don't quote me. Go and check it. You see, Sarah's logical like us, isn't she?
Not going out.
Not going out.
Yeah.
That's what's getting me. I'm listening to my friends on Facebook, and they are going orbital. Why are we in tier three? Liverpool are in tier two. Warrington, and I'm thinking, well, you know, if you want to go out, go out. You know, you get COVID, you die. Are you any happier? I don't care what group, what level anybody else is in, I don't really care what level we're in because I'm not going to do anything different. It really doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter. And then people are also complaining about you can't alter the bubbles, apparently. And I said this, didn't I? You only need a mum and a dad with two adult children who both have families of their own and also have at least one parent, and you're knackered.
Yeah, I think kids under 12 aren't counted, are they?
But the parents would be.
Yeah, the parents would be.
So in a way, if you think about, like, Kath's so excited, they can go to James's parents, they can see Kath and Joe, and Carolyn can be with them because Carolyn lives with Kath and Joe, but what if she didn't?
Sarah says Black 2020 didn't work.
Oh! Hang on, let me get the mail.
Does it start tomorrow or something?
No, it says, say 5% on everything, ends midnight on Tuesday, enter the voucher code below on the basket page.
Where's
no
that?
Minimum spend, valid until GMT, 1st of December. It's in an email that they sent me.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
I starred it to look at later, but that's what it says.
Maybe it's only to certain people.
Maybe it is, but how weird. How weird. Maybe it doesn't start till tomorrow, like Mike's saying. That could actually be it, because mine says early access. So what might be happening is I'm getting that notification today, but it doesn't kick in till tomorrow. So it depends if you want to wait a day and try it tomorrow. 5% is worth having, though, isn't it? Like I said to you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I've got early access. It could be that. As I heard it, Kim, the last time I checked, you could stack for 6 years. I've stacked only like on an overlap. So I've got like 3 months left and then I've put another one on. And then I don't need to worry about it for 15 months. But yes, you can stack. They may change how many you can stack. But given the fact that, you know, the price may actually shoot up. So the actual price is something like £80 a year, isn't it? But you can get a deal if you buy the code. But, you know, if you're getting a good deal at $36, I don't know if that was like an Amazon Prime thing where you can only have one. But what we do in those circumstances is I order one and Mike orders one. And if need be, we'll have to set Lola up with a family account that she can order one. But, yeah, if you can get any extra years, and stack them, it's a good idea. Because Microsoft might, we said that at the beginning, didn't we? That they started off at a really good price. I think it was £79 or dollars a year. And I said, what if they put it up to like 250 next year? You know, once they've got you in there. So stacking's a good idea. And I don't think it even matters if you stacked it as Office and now it's Microsoft. It's just on the account and activated for that length of time. So worth thinking about. You didn't know it also had 1 terabyte of storage. It does, and it actually has 6 terabytes of storage, Kim. So what you would need to do is share your family pack. It is a family pack, isn't it? It used to be 5 terabytes, but now it's 6. So all you would need is a different email address, a different Microsoft account to share your Office with, and then that person, which is probably you as a backup, also gets 1 terabyte of storage. So you could have up to 6. Your problem trying to use it is that when you install the OneDrive app, you can only connect to one OneDrive at a time. But something like ExpandDrive or Cloud Mounter lets you mount all 6 terabytes all at once. I think Cloud Mounter is a subscription. I'm grandfathered onto something.
This says 5 years.
5 years? Have they changed it to 5? You can stack 5.
Well, that was 2 years ago.
Used to be 6.
Maybe it's, I don't know.
It's worth doing that, I think, because then you don't have to think about it anyway. And years pass so quickly, don't they? Only seems like yesterday, it was February. Still is in my mind. Oh, loving it. Oh, Pete's got Dropbox. Move everything from iCloud. That's a good way to go. It's always been available, that, Kim, on the family pack. The issue is trying to use it effectively, you know, without a load of grief. You don't want to have to log into five different browsers to get five different OneDrive accounts. That's why I use Cloud Mounter. It did. I got an email about it going subscription. But if you already had bought it, then you were grandfathered on it. But I don't know what will happen in the future. Expand Drive, I bought a lifetime license. The reason I use Cloud Mounter rather than Expand Drive, they do both work, but I stress tested them by trying to upload and download, you know, gigs worth of information at the same time. And Cloud Mounter seemed a smidgen more stable. And every time they bring like a version out, they've changed something. And sometimes it's to your benefit and sometimes not. Like Pete and I have found with Biggles. We have Biggles Niggles. Rather large Biggles Niggles. So I went with Cloud Mounter, which has been rock solid, which surprised me given the job that it's doing. But I've got that mounted on it. I've got S3 on it. I've got OneDrive on it. I've got loads of stuff. You have the OneDrive client, don't you?
I do have the one. No.
Oh, did you lose it? Did it disappear?
It runs at login, but then it shuts down because there's nothing configured on it. I'm doing it through Cloud Mounter.
I just find Cloud Mounter, you're managing all of the mount points in one place. I mean, you could do the same with any cloud. It wouldn't have to be just iCloud, OneDrive. But I particularly find it useful for S3 because there's very little will let you work with S3 without it being a major nightmare. And by that, I mean, you know, you've got FTP clients, but they're clunky. FTP clients are clunky. And I would much rather treat S3 as just storage. The benefit of S3 to us is it's elastic. You only pay for what you use. So you don't have to take on like some almighty 3 terabyte plan when you're only using 40 gig. You just pay for what you use. And you also have Glacier storage, which is it's cheaper, but you have to wait longer for your stuff. So I would put long-term backups in Glacier storage. You have to put in a request and it might take 4 hours for it to be available. But it's a lot cheaper, something like 10% of the price. So we have all kinds of weirdy storage going on like that. Right. So which Dropbox account did you go for, Pete? They don't give you much in the way of choice anymore, do they, really? CQ Deb. Another project. Pete, you're full of projects. Another project. Get all the desktop and iOS versions of DevonThink to sync up via Dropbox. Not sure which desktop syncs with which iOS device. Pete, as luck would have it, I did a session on that of how to configure it all and the best naming strategy so you know what is where. I did that. Shall I find the link, Mike, or will you? Have I done a show on Cloud Mounter? That's a very good point. I will go and I will find out. Right, Mike, you find the one where I talked about the backup strategy with DevonThink, and I'll find the one. Is this the one? I'll find the one where I may or may not have discussed Cloud Mounter. I may have mentioned it. I don't know whether I went into
DevonThink it. DevonThink backup.
In any great detail.
It's using Carbon Copy Cloner to backup DevonThink.
No, that'll be an extension of it, but put that link in as well. This load 50 things is driving me insane when there's 3,000 in this table. And apparently it only searches what's on the
screen.
That
was marooned day 132.
What was?
Using Carbon Copy Cloner to back up DevonThink. Oh, it's a question from Kim.
It was a question, and I think I addressed it. Oh. You're in the wrong place, Mike. I think I addressed it in the DevonThink thing. Why is there a filter on this? Oh, yikes. That's scary, that one. Right, what I'll do is I'll go find it here. We have talked about it, but I don't think I actually showed you creating mount points and all of that business. Don't think I did that. Why don't I just do a global search for it? Let's see what that brings up. Right, Cloud Mounter. Nothing so far. Oh, hang on. We mentioned it being in setup. That'll get Johnny going. Oh, I wonder how Johnny's getting on.
mandatory optional fun event.
Yes, it was an optional fun event, attendance being mandatory. We're thinking of you, Jonathan.
Sarah's now got the discount.
Yay!
The memory wasn't in the basket.
You're very welcome, Sarah. That's excellent. You see, worthwhile logging in, got 5% off. And Kim knows she can stack for 5 years now, so that's sorted. We just need to sort this cloud mounter thing out.
Don't be embarrassed, Sarah. We're all friends here.
Oh, we don't worry about things like that.
You should hear the confessions I've made over the past 256 shows.
I've got quite a few mentions here of Cloud Mounter. I've got... I think we mentioned it in Jane's Space Race and the 3-foot Toblerone, which was February, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've got...
My latest confession is the one I made yesterday.
Which one was that?
The one where I left the damp clothes in the garage.
Oh, and they all went skanky.
Forgot to put them in the wash in the dryer. So today they've been washed and they're currently in the dryer.
I've got a funny one with something that happened with a T-shirt. I think it was pre-you, because it wouldn't have happened with you.
Pre-me?
Pre-you. Yeah.
Oh, was there a pre-me?
Oh, yeah. I think Mum had decided she was putting the stuff in the washer, so she did. And then you know when you get too many clothes to go in the dryer?
Yeah.
So she took out all of Dad's T-shirts, his work T-shirts, and separated them, and she put all of our clothes in the dryer. So that, and she put in one of those sheets.
The smell nice sheets.
The smell nice
bounce.
Sheets. Bounce. So it comes out, you know, absolutely gorgeous. It comes out like an advert where they've got kittens pretending to be clothes. It was gorgeous. So I said, what do you want me to do with Dad? She said, put them out on the line and they'll dry out there. So I thought, fair enough. We haven't got a line. She said, well, find some rope and then we've got a line. I said, have we got any pegs? She said, oh, I do have pegs. So I pegged all his T-shirts out while she put ours in the dryer. Only thing was... Because we never used that, we didn't have a liner to make one. Because we never used it, we pegged them all out and forgot that his clothes were on the line in the back garden overnight. And it rained. Not only did it rain, but it was December. And it went to down below freezing. And when we remembered, we went out in the morning and they were like sheets of glass. I said, I think these are going to need to see the washer again. Don't leave me in charge of washing clothes. It's far easier to just buy new. I don't think we've done a session on Cloud Mounter, not a dedicated Cloud Mounter session.
No, my mum hasn't got a dryer.
Hasn't she?
No.
How's she dry the clothes?
I presume she puts them over the radiators or a clothes horse.
Now, you see, I could live without a dishwasher.
But she doesn't want to put them on the balcony because the neighbours will see her smalls. Underwear for the non-UK people.
Do you know, we know we're talking about embarrassing stories.
Yeah.
We went on holiday and we took my gran. I was probably about 13 at the time. And instead of a hotel, gran was very down to earth, wasn't she, with her, you remember the tea?
Yeah.
That's like, nah, yes, that. Yeah. So Mum said, oh, we'd be far more comfortable if we rented a house. So we went to the Isle of Wight and we rented this house. It was gorgeous. It was a beautiful house. But the people who owned it, they rented it out for the summer and I think it basically paid their mortgage. And the guy who owned it was a captain on P&O ferries, hence living on the Isle of Wight because he went backwards and forwards. But when they moved out over the summer this particular year, they decided he was moving on or something. So they decided they put it on the market. So while we were renting it, we were out all day, every day, obviously going to places. But it could well be that the estate agent came round to show people round the house. So my mum was walking round behind my grandmother, making sure that she didn't do anything stupid. And I said, oh, leave the woman alone. You know, she's fine. She had a downstairs bedroom and everything. She thought it was amazing. So just before we left this day, we knew the estate agent was coming round. Major potential, well, so potentially major embarrassment. It was a major embarrassment. Mum's wandering around making sure that, you know, all the cushions are puffed up nicely. And she goes into the bedroom that my gran was using to find three pairs of knickers drying over the radiator. went completely orbital. One, there was a dryer there. And two, didn't you bring enough knickers that you didn't need to wash them in the middle of a 2-week holiday? She scooped them up and off they went. What age, Mike, do you switch from looking after your kids to looking after your parents?
I don't know.
Or maybe it's an ongoing thing. So you cannot embarrass yourself here, Sarah. Not at all.
Pete locked his dog out in the backyard in the cold on Christmas Eve.
Oh, Pete.
Mind you, I locked Lola out a couple of weeks ago.
That was her own fault.
It was
she
her
snuck
own
out
fault.
Past you. You didn't know she was out there. And where's the dog? Where's the dog? Pete, I can make you feel better there. And Mrs. Pete. Just remember, whenever she reminds you of that, you remind her it could have been worse. David Cameron left a kid at a pub they'd stopped at for lunch, if you remember. And I wouldn't mind, but he had the security services with him looking after him.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd forgot the kid.
They forgot the kid, didn't they?
They had to go back about an hour later. So, Pete, it could have been much worse. It's like confession time. That's a good idea, because, you know, well, actually, you can have confession, can't you? If you ring the priest and make an appointment, which, you know, that's going to be really, really obscure. He's never going to know it's me, is it?
Well, you could 141 it.
How do you make an appointment?
Well, you use a voice synthesizer for a start.
Would he not see you when you arrive?
On the CCTV.
Yes.
You're going with one of my wigs. Is that for
Mike?
Tonight?
Mike!
Is that for tonight? I like to confess.
He'll know it's you when you confess whatever it is. Mike, I'm never going to confession again. Not after the last time. That's never happening. It's not a sacrament that I agree with. Can you just pick and mix what you like from your faith, do you reckon? I think so.
I'm reading Kim's embarrassing story. I've only got halfway through.
Oh... You see, Pete didn't know his dog was out either.
No.
Jet black dog in the middle of the night. These dogs, stealthy, Pete. Stealthy.
I like that, Kim.
Kim always wore scrubs when working at the clinic. In the physician's waiting room one day, and a patient walks in and says, Dr. Smith, I've never seen you with clothes on. That is actually true, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you've only seen somebody
in scrubs.
Have
you ever seen Craig in clothes?
No, I haven't, but...
Oh, you haven't?
I've seen him in scrubs. Always in scrubs, Mike. But there was one day in the summer when I think he'd been out somewhere and he had his scrubs on and I think he was changing the top. So as I walked in, he didn't have a top on either.
Really?
Oh, love it, love it. Pete thinks he would have had more chance of forgiveness if it had have been a child. This is a wife's logic for you there, Pete. I don't. Would you have any forgiveness for me if I locked Lola out?
Yeah.
Because I said to you, you know, she'll be fine. She's so funny because when she came, they had patio doors and she always went out the patio doors. So whenever she went into our extension, there's patio doors on the front and she'd go and stand in front of the patio doors. It's taken her about a year to twig that the side door opens way more often than the patio doors do. This is because out the front of the patio doors, there's a drop of about 18 inches. We need to put some steps in. So we don't use the front patio doors. But, do you know, every now and then, she will still head that way, won't she? Mm. She's so cute. But I can imagine if she was locked out, she'd just be on the other side of the patio doors with, shouldn't these be open, parents? Too cute. Absolutely too cute. I don't think we've ever done the Cloud Mounter thing. I'm having a look, and I'm not seeing it in... Have you got it in the content items, Mike?
No.
I've got it under options... for NAS storage and setup. And there is this thing in the Jane Space Race bit, which was an episode of MacBytes, in which I think we did talk about cloud services, didn't we? Because the title, Jane Space Race, was to do with cloud storage. So let's... Oh, this was a lot. Yes, the question from Jane was, a question for MacBytes. My six-year-old 750GB SSD MacBook Pro is running out of storage with only 23GB free. I've increased iCloud storage to a maximum of 2TB and uploaded the photos. That way madness lies. For the Photos app. Photos currently take up 261GB of the SSD. Before I tick the preference to optimise Mac storage in the Photos app, which, to be perfectly honest, it's going to ignore anyway, but never mind. Does the MacBytes crew have any sage and wise thoughts or comments on my doing so? So that was the question. And I think we did talk about, first off, how much storage do you need? Then the iCloud options. Then a couple of scenarios and what the problems were. We should write this in a blog post, Mike.
Mm.
How to control iCloud. You did a bit of research on that. Remember the terminal evict thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to put my stuff in Dropbox so I know where it is. Far better idea. But don't forget, if you are moving files like Keynote files, they can't be more than 172 meg. I don't know why either. But the way around it is to make a disk image, put the disk image in Dropbox and save the file to the disk image, and then the Mac doesn't know any different, and neither does Dropbox. So that was the tip for that. Then we've got some options in Catalina. Oh, here's one of mine. You can tell this from the title, can't you? Nightmare on iCloud Street, a horror trilogy. And that was before Keynote kicked in. I'm seeing an update to this piece, Mike. The possessed app folders. Seeing double. Space recovery apps. Oh, Disk Doctor. That's a good one. Remember Xlimmer. Monolingual. And then we got onto cloud storage. And one of the things that we talked about was Cloud Mounter. But no, I think Kim's right. I don't think we have ever done a how to set it up from scratch type of thing. Right. Kim, it's going on a post-it note. Just reorganise my pens. Right. Post-it note. Orange pen. Orange pen. Cloud Mounter. Cloud Mounter. Right, did you find the thing for Pete?
No.
That was about... The backup and stuff on DevonThink is complicated.
It was an after-hours one.
It was an after-hours. It was in DevonThink.
So it wasn't that long ago.
No, it was in the DevonThink series. DevonThink Pro 3 series, which is the one with the pretty icon. There we go. That one there. Right. It was in... It started off as 5 parts, but I think it ended up in about 17. It will be in part 5 of that. Which is show 89. How do I know that? I'm looking at this and I'm wondering how on earth I put this together. Show 89, Pete. So it was... An 8-part series. The first one was configuring it in Capture, which I'm presuming you're fine with. The second one was organising and creating structure. The third was effectively retrieving stored information. The fourth was maintenance and system management, which is probably worth a watch anyway. But part 5 was going mobile with DevonThink to go and cloud services. So it was how to hook it up with cloud services. In one of the other shows... which I don't think got marked out separately here. I demonstrated it with pCloud, and that was for Kim. But basically the trick is, it's in the naming. There is a logic to you of naming it after the data that you're storing, but that isn't actually the best way to go. So check out 89. The pCloud one was amazing, Kim, because when you're hooking it up with iCloud and you've put all your credentials in and it starts chugging away with itself, it takes a good few seconds. I mean, not 10 minutes, but enough that you're thinking, looking at it, it's doing something. When we came to the pCloud one, pCloud uses standard WebDAV connectivity. It's just, what do you put in there? Because it doesn't often tell you. Sometimes you need to put your username and password in the same box. So it gave you no information about what needed to go where to make it work. So I'd done it once as a trial to see what information it needed. Once I'd got that, made some notes, and then we did it live on the night. And the thing that I noticed was, it was instant. The pCloud connection, just right, done. So much, so fast was it, I thought, that's not worked. And I went in, I thought, actually, it has worked. So, yeah, it's, and then whatever you did with pCloud was standard WebDAV. So it split over two bits, Pete, but that's because I didn't think to... I think I did a standard WebDAV, but not pCloud. And the WebDAVs, what you put in depends on the configuration of the actual WebDAV server. So we did pCloud separately, but it was fairly painless. And the same principles applied of what you actually named it to know where it was and how it synchronized. Technically speaking, if it's set up correctly, and notice the technically speaking there, don't do this without a safety net. But technically speaking, if it's set up properly, it's backing up all the time. As soon as you make a change, it backs it up. So if your machine went bye-bye, the sync you have in the cloud, it should be a simple matter of going to another machine, installing it, and pulling it down. It should be that simple. It will just synchronize with any one of the cloud services. And you can have it backing up to multiple cloud services, which was what I did. One of them, laughably, was iCloud. Yeah, I won't be doing that anymore. It seemed like a good idea at the time. I decided I would move stuff onto iCloud. I'm now doing the Pete thing and going the other way. So the only thing I intend to use iCloud for is files like Pages, Numbers and Keynote. If I need to open a file on an iPad. Ulysses, because that's how it works. And what else uses iCloud? Whatever else uses iCloud. But other than that, it's going in, it was going in Google Drive. The only thing I didn't put in Google Drive because it just didn't work was the Hindenburg files. So Hindi doesn't like saving to Google Drive and I have no idea why. It's the only app that seems to say, oh, there's a file missing. And there isn't, sat there in front of you, but you can't work with it. So I already put those into Dropbox. But Dropbox has got great control of whether something is local or not. So every week, the deacon uploads the video of Mass and he uploads it via a file request on Dropbox. That must be now that they're probably about just under a gig per Mass. And it's been going on since March. March the 23rd, I think. No, 22nd. So how many weeks? 20 odd weeks. Probably about 25 to 30 gig of stuff that I do not need on my main hard drive. So the entire folder is marked cloud only. You can see it, you can download what you need when you need it, but it's not actually taking up hard drive space, which works brilliantly. Kim gets excited about a post-it note, because once it's on a post-it note, tantamount to being done, isn't it? Tantamount. Oh, I wish you could see my desk. It's full of post-it notes. That should tell Kim something hasn't arrived yet. But I'm waiting, Kim. Earliest date for delivery is tomorrow, but it would be good if it was, with it being Black Friday. And if you've no idea what we're talking about, you will when it arrives. It's just that Kim's got the second sight. She's the US version of Mystic Meg. Mystic Meg is a fortune teller in the UK, Kim. She's not actually that great, is she? Do you remember when she did a whole piece on how Diana would have two boys, two sons and a daughter? Yeah, that ended well. So maybe not put much store by Mystic Meg. Kim's far better than Mystic Meg. There you go. But it is on a post-it note. But Pete, you need 89. 89 for DevonThink. Oh, and what you could do with telling me, guys, is if we're contemplating this Notion 2021, what is it that you would specifically like to be covered? Because now's the time I'm putting it together. So speak now. Speak now. What else were we doing? Let's have a look. I've actually got a plan for what we're doing, and it's rather scary because we don't normally have a plan for what we're doing, do we? So I have, it says quarter four, and it would have been quarter four, only it's like a third of quarter four, but never mind. Will we get the unboxing? You will get the unboxing if and when it arrives, Kim. Must admit, did treat myself a little bit on the Black Friday sale that started overnight. So that's on its way. And who knows what will happen tomorrow when it is actually Black Friday? Who knows what I will sort out? Yes, Notion 2021. There's some stuff we've got to finish before Christmas. Project number 13 is still bubbling away quietly in the background, but it's grunt work, so there's no point making you suffer through it. And then I've got the 1st of January. We've actually got a show on the 1st of January. You weren't planning a party for the new year, were you? You know, all your friends around and stuff. Oh, no, silly me. No, you weren't. Excellent. Well, we have a show then on New Year's Eve. New Year's Day. New Year's Eve, we'll have to talk to Kevin. Kevin's been a bit poorly, so best wishes to Kevin. And hopefully Kevin will be back home very soon. He's been in hospital for, I think it's 5 weeks now. So best wishes to Kevin. I have had a long conversation with him on the texts, and I will be contacting him again because it's Thanksgiving. And he was hoping to be home for Thanksgiving. So hopefully he's managed that. So on Christmas Eve, I'm looking at preparing for Notion 2021. So it would be a good idea if you could get me your annoyed Cloud Bounce's gone subscription. I know, Tracy, it's ridiculous. How much actually is it now? Because I still don't pay it because I had it back in the day. If you had it back in the day, it's not subscription. Let's have a look. This is Apple, though. I blame Apple. They're telling everybody subscription's the way forward. But they're forgetting that, you know, that... they're selling it. They're telling customers to sell it as it's going free. And that's exactly what this says. Cloud Mounter goes free. Yeah. For how many connections? Because the in-app purchase is £26 a year, which is great if you use it to the point that it's worth that, but not if it isn't. You bought it on the App Store. I got mine on the App Store. And if you bought it, it should just be available for download. If you bought the app before it changed to subscription, you don't pay the subscription. Simple as that. I know that because I'm using it. The other one was Expand Drive, which I don't think is available in there anyway. No, it's not. So Expand Drive was the one that I used before. The reason that I changed from Expand Drive was purely because they brought out this version and I wasn't 100% on the interface. They'd taken away one thing that made like a massive difference to me. But is Expand Drive... Expand Drive gives you the benefit of a window to manage your connections. And it's built into the Finder. And it's Windows, so you could use the same thing on Windows. And it's got smart offline sync. Let's have a look. Where's the price? God almighty, come on, where's the price? Download, download, download. Pricing! Ah! Pricing! Expand Drive is $50, but there's no ongoing thing. And what I did a while back, which was a good idea in hindsight, was there's an option at the bottom of the purchase page, and it's a checkbox, and it says, yes, add lifetime upgrades. And I did, because at the time I was using it instead of Cloud Mounter. So I did. So every time one comes out, I get it for free anyway. It shows up as install when you look it up. No, Pete's debating a Notion subscription. Unlimited blocks and you can upload less than 5 meg. Is there any advantage? Not at the moment, Pete. Hang on to your money. Set it all up as it is. And the only thing that you would get is you'd get your timeline views, but don't get excited. There's only 3 of them anyway. You have to use them very sparingly. And you wouldn't get access to the API if you want to hook it up with anything. But the API is not there yet. So save your money till at least the API and set the whole system up. Best advice. There's a 50% discount for cross-grade upgrade from Expand Drive. Oh, that's handy then. Either one of those will do the job. I would say Expand Drive is more of an app rather than a utility, if you understand my drift. You know, you open up, it's a bit like Dropbox became, where you've got this Dropbox app. Is this the Cloud Mounter? Yes, that looks like the right address. I think you can get it from them and you can get it in the App Store. I think I've got both. I think I got it in a bundle originally. You did used to be able to upload any size of video, but on the free account, that's now limited, Tracy. Right, lifetime personal license. There you go, Cloud Mounter. Lifetime personal license, $44.99. Which will be more expensive in the UK because you've got to pay VAT. But given the dollar exchange rate, probably around the £50 mark, something like that. That's not actually bad then. And is that 50% off if you've got ExpandDrive? Keep your eyes open tomorrow, because it could be that, you know, you managed to get, I mean, don't quote me on this, but let's say you managed to get Cloud Mounter for £5 in a bundle. You can use that to get 50% off Cloud Mounter then. Cloud Mounter's less intrusive than ExpandDrive. You would hardly know it was there, unless you're actually manually mounting a volume or tweaking it in some way. You don't even know it's there. It just shows up as a drive in the Finder and you're done, which I do with S3, a couple of things on S3 and OneDrive. I do have a Box account, but I don't use it often enough that I'm concerned about having it mounted all the time, because I've only got 50 meg anyway. Or is it gig? 50 gig. You haven't got ExpandDrive, you don't like how it shows the drives. That was what changed. It changed fundamentally in terms of, like, not being as transparent. And that was when I moved to Cloud Mounter. If you got it in a bundle, you don't qualify for a discount. Oh. Well, however I've done it, let me have a look in 1Password. And do I have it direct from them? As far as I'm concerned, I think I do. I do. I see how I've done it and how Mike's done it. It was... this is one to think about, because this was a Christmas deal. It is a Cloud Mounter license. Well, it's Cloud Mounter for Windows and Cloud Mounter for Mac. Both purchased for $19 from Stack Social in December 2018. Aren't you glad I put things in 1Password and then give you the full history? So it has been available many, many times via Stack Social. So it could well be that it comes back for the Christmas deal. I don't think it could be have been there for the Black Friday deal in 2018, because if it was, we would have bought it then, and we didn't. So it looks like it was a Christmas deal from Stack Social. So it may be there again. It's been on there many, many times. And the Stack Social deals are definitely worth having. That's the stuff I've got off Stack Social that I still use every single day. Now, sometimes they're not on the homepage. You actually have to go in and do a search for them. I've no idea what the logic of that is. Right. Right. Freeze. Stop jumping around. Right. At the moment, like, they've got iMazing on, reduced from $50 to $20. There's an example. Cloud Mounter. What have we got? Not available at the moment, but as I say, I think that's going to be more of a Christmas deal. The stuff with Stack Social, rather than being like, you can't do this and you can't do that, the deals are just genuine deals. What I don't understand is why, unlike the homepage, you go and you think, oh, I saw a deal on such and such a site and I know it's going to be on Stack Social. And you go and it's not in your face, but you do a search for it and it's there. Another one that they do quite frequently is PDF Expert. And given the price of PDF Expert, it's a good deal. But again, it isn't one that they particularly feature a lot, which I don't understand. But it's always worth looking, particularly around Black Friday and Christmas. And the Christmas stuff, you know, will basically come out of Cyber Monday and be straight into the Christmas promotions. But I've got quite a few from there. I'm trying to think what else I got. I got iMazing not long ago, and it recovered me an app that I hadn't been able to use for 6 months. I was made up with my little self. I wouldn't mind. I think the app was like 99p on iOS, but that's not the point. It was the only app that did what I wanted it to do. It was like a mirror app, but I was using it to turn my phone into like a webcam. So I can put it on the handheld gimbal and do stuff on the desk. And I think it was when I installed, it was my iPhone 11 last year. And you do a restore, which is fine. It restores it, but it doesn't actually store in the restore the apps. It stores a pointer to them. And the app had been pulled from the store, so it couldn't restore it. The icon was there, but you tapped it and it didn't work. But iMazing pointed to phone number one, extracted the app, and then I pointed it to phone number two, and then it installed it. And I was quite a happy bunny. Oh, so that was worth every penny, if just for that. There seems to be a lot of VPN stuff at the moment, and I mean, here's an example. Is that the same app? Let me have a look. What are you? Data. No, that's not the same one. I love the lifetime deals that they've got there. Now, sometimes they're not cheap. And a lifetime deal is always a bit of a punt. It's a lifetime deal, not for your lifetime, which is what you think. It's basically for the lifetime of the app. And if it's dead next week, then that wasn't a great deal. But when you get a lifetime deal and the app is still going, it can be amazing in terms of how much money you save. So there's two apps that do a similar job. There's Droppler and there's the one I use, Cloud App. I did use Droppler. Now I'm using Cloud App. Both of those, I've got a lifetime deal that I got from Stack Social. But both of those are something stupid now, like $29 a month. And because they're still going, great deal. And do you remember when we looked at Amadine or Amadine, the Vector app? That's an offer 50% off at the moment as well on Stack Social. But I don't actually see anything on Stack Social at the moment that's like, oh, wow, you know, I would be seriously thinking about that. They have their best deals on at Christmas. And I can understand that because I don't know about you guys, but my inbox is a nightmare. My inbox at the minute is just Black Friday, to the point you could easily miss a deal because everybody's just screaming Black Friday. Whereas I think if these guys start at some point between Black Friday and the, say, 18th of December, there's much more chance that you're going to pick up on a few deals. So I think they do it the right way. They do have Black Friday deals, but they're not really overly pushing them. And within the next 2 weeks is when they're going to get the stuff that you may well want to spend money on. And when I'm looking at these, so many of them say lifetime deal. There's another one for Mac Pilot, how to optimize the Mac. Lifetime subscription, $40. Now, I think that is at least $10 a month. So you only need that to last 6 months and you've more than got your money. So definitely, definitely worth having a look at Stack Social. If I find any interesting ones, I will put them in the Slack group. At the moment, not the ones I'm looking for, which is rather disappointing. But they will be there, just a matter of time. Anyway, don't forget, let me know what you would like covered in Notion 2021. I intend to take it right from his Let's Create an Account. So I'll use a free account, make sure that everything that I do works on the free account. And we will rebuild the thing from scratch, including the bulk add-ins, the bulk loaders, which is how we get lots and lots and lots of years, weeks, months, etc. in there. Because I not only have I done the bulk loaders, I've formatted them all and they look incredibly pretty, don't they, Mike?
They do.
Now they look pretty. We can share them. They look pretty. I know, I'm bad. Oh, there's a productivity bundle there with some decent stuff in, and that's only $10. I think I've pretty much got all of those, but worth having a look at. It's XWavesoft, and they have productivity apps. So there's one called, what is that one called? There's a Pomodoro timer included, and there's Outliner Pro, Cloud Outliner Pro, that's right. Is that the Pro version? Do you even list the apps? Crying out loud. Do you? No, they don't actually give you the names of the apps. That is ludicrous. But one of them is, it's like an Eisenhower matrix. There is one for time tracking. There is the Pomodoro. One looks like contacts, but I wouldn't like to swear. Yes, it is. Pan and track all activities of contacts. The other one is Cloud Outliner, and the other one is a recorder app. Now, given what happened with the recorder apps, every single one of the decent ones went subscription and they wanted something ludicrous like $150 a year to record stuff. So I just stopped using it. But there is a recorder app included in there and that is only $9.99. So do have a look. You need to figure out how to hide last year so you can download into a CSV just the current year. So you want to extract from a table just for a current year, Kim. Is that right? For 2020? Because how it works, when you download, it downloads both vertically and horizontally everything. And what I mean by that is there is an underlying table, and you may refer to that in views, in separate pages, in linked tables, but ultimately there is a single source of truth for the data. So let's take the journal. I call my journal, you might call yours days, but whatever. Right, there is an underlying core table, and that has in it every record, which is the horizontal level, and every field, which is the vertical level. And when you do an export, you get the lot. And the rationale of that is that the when you're doing it from a view, which is 2020, they're trying to save you from yourself. That is only a view of the core data. And every export includes all of the core data. So when you've got your core data downloaded, what are you intending to do with it then? Is it to archive it? Are you going to delete it in Notion? What is the purpose of the CSV backup? Because what I would do if I just wanted a copy of it, you know, that is my CSV for 2020. I would keep all of the columns just in case I ever need to re-import it. So I would keep all of the columns. But what I would do if I just wanted to look at 2020 is either apply a filter to it in the spreadsheet or delete 2019 and 2021 and just keep 2020 in a sheet, in a spreadsheet, you know, or a CSV. That is what I would do with it. When you say archive, are you archiving it to remove it from Notion? I don't think I would do that. I'd make a backup of it, but I don't think I would take it away from Notion. Unless, I mean, I personally wouldn't, because I would be going to Notion to query across multiple years, and I would want the information inside Notion. If you don't want it inside Notion, then absolutely do what you're doing. But I would still keep all of the vertical columns just in case you want to take it back into Notion to do anything with it in the future, like run some queries on it, which you could then do. The other thing you could do if it is to just archive it in terms of you don't want that in that table, you could duplicate the table in Notion and then delete, you know, call the copy of the table you make, call that, you know, 2020 archive, and delete everything from 2019, everything that's not 2020 in it. You want to keep it in Notion, but you want a copy of it in DevonThink. Then, yep, that would work fine. So take it out and you will get all of the columns and all of the rows. And so if you want to use that in DevonThink, as long as you've still got the original data in Notion, and maybe backed up that initial export, then when you come to get it into DevonThink, then delete both the columns that you don't want and the rows that you don't want. And that should work fine. Shall I add that to a post-it note? Import and export. Grabs post-it note. Import and export. Because we're doing import anyway. We could just tag export onto that, couldn't we? Oh, just imagine, Mike, we could actually be organised for the whole of quarter one.
Mm.
Import and export Notion to CSV. Okay, it's on a post-it note, which will mean it'll happen. I shall stick. At the moment, Kim, do you know what I'm using instead of the arriving toy, the imminently arriving toy? My MacBook Air. Sticks post-it note on top of the MacBook Air. I remember once, I think it was iPhone 4, and somebody put on Twitter, you know when people used to talk on Twitter instead of just shout? Mm. When people used to talk on Twitter, this person put this thing on it and said, am I sad that I've got this, you know, £1,000 iPhone sat next to me and I've just stuck a post-it note to my desk? And I had literally just written out a post-it note, and I'd gone one better than that. I'd stuck the post-it note to the front of the iPhone. So I used my other phone to take a picture of it and said, if you think you're sad, look what I've just done. And there was this post-it note on top of the phone. But now it's my MacBook Air acting as a very nice little desk holder for my post-it notes. But I've got two on there in orange, which means they're for after hours. Well, orange is MacBytes, so it's all to do with MacBytes. So it will happen. But if there's anything that, you know, we didn't cover last time or that you weren't sure about or you want to do in a different way, then let me know. You don't want to lose anything you've got in Notion. No, I can understand that because Notion does not make backup easy. You can back up the whole thing, and I have done that a couple of times. The difficulty with a backup is, because it's in related tables, trying to actually use it could be tricky. Hopefully they'll add a better backup in, but at the moment, I think, you know, choose between a better backup and the API, let's have the API. But the way they're going with that, I cannot understand the restrictions on the number of timeline views. So now I'm concerned. We're not on the enterprise level because there's only two of us. So it wouldn't really be appropriate for the enterprise level. But we are on a team plan because we collaborate. You know, and I think we pay handsomely for that. It's £192 a year. It's £8 per user per month. So I think that is money enough to make sure that we could have, say, a reasonable number of timeline views, maybe not unlimited, although I don't see why not. It's a view of the data in the same way that a gallery is a view of the data. But, you know, something sensible like 20, not just 5. Because, you know, Mike might think, I'll just put a timeline on here, and I think I'll just put a timeline on there. And before you know it, you can't make any more timelines because you've used your 5. I'm not keen on that, I must admit. But the backup could do with being far, 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 far better. Don't forget one option, Kim, which is you've got your stuff in Notion. What is an API in noddy terms? It's an application programming interface, Pete. And what it means is it's the language that is used. It's a common language between multiple applications. So, have we got a medical thing we could use here for comparison, Mark?
Yeah, the knee bone's connected to the foot bone.
No, think of it in terms of you have conventions in your medical notes. When you're adding notes to a medical record, there's probably shortcuts that you use, acronyms, etc., that you would understand, another doctor would understand, but not necessarily a member of the public. It's a common language between you. And therefore, when you make notes, you understand it. When another doctor makes notes, they understand it. And when you swap notes, you understand it. So it's a common language between applications. And how it is done is the application like Notion must expose part of its interface in terms of, okay, so let's do it the other way. Notion needs access to Google Calendar. Google Calendar has an API. Notion does not understand that API. It has no API of its own. Once it gets its language module shoved up it, then it will be able to talk with any other application that has an API that exposes, like, control handles, like that. There you go. I've not got a clue what that means, Pete, but you would and another doctor would. So the two applications expose elements like little portals.
50-year-old mail.
We've got 50-year-old mail with nil something. No. There was one I heard once, Pete, and that was enough to send me running for the hills. What was that one? A PVB. I was off. Gone. Totally gone. Once I worked out what that meant, I was gone. But you know me and medical. Ooh, past medical history. That's me. That's me. I've got a nil past medical history. oh, no, I can't claim that one, Pete. No, allergic to penicillin. I have no idea if I've got that or not. Not that I'm aware of. I dread to think what the last one is. But we'll find out. Oh, that one. No, that wasn't what I got told it meant, Pete. It was all, no. Why would a lady run for the hills, Pete, at the mere mention? Oh, that. I'm gone. In fact, do you know where I picked that up? I know exactly where I heard that now. Casualty. That was on my PVB was on Casualty, and it's burnt on my brain. I will never forget it. And we're not going there. Not going there. Funny looking kid, normal for Norfolk. Oh, I'm loving that. No, it's a common language that the applications speak, which means they can access each other's data. So if you want to pull your Google Calendar in, then the API from Notion will hook into Google Calendar, and Google Calendar will say, oh, hello, Notion. Here's the information you need. And it will be able to appear in both. Ah, you see, Pete's with me now. Exactly. I was gone. Literally gone. I mean, I'm sorry. I cannot sit there, Pete, and watch something that's supposed to be for entertainment when they're wandering in screaming that at each other. No, I'm like, OK, let's put Rupert the Bear on or something. Something that I'm not going to freak out about. Oh, I'm loving that, Kim. Patient left in good condition. Oh, you technically would be able to, like, not interact with other applications. I'll give you an example of how it works for us. We have Google Calendar and we interact with Google Calendar. So we're scheduling things in Google Calendar, both of us. And we've been doing that for 2 years. Before that, we had iCloud calendars. Don't go there. That's why we moved. But when we were using Zenkit, Zenkit did have an API. So you could have a table in Zenkit, just like a table in Notion, where you've got appointments. So for us, that would be something like, imagine, well, you don't have to imagine, we've got one.
I've just Googled that one, Pete. Urban Dictionary, don't go there.
Right, I'm going to see that in a minute. But at the moment, I'm explaining this. So we have a table in Notion that is the MacBite Shows table. And one of the meta elements of a MacBite Show is the date. And obviously, we also, for like after hours, have an entry on the calendar. So we're doing work twice. With an API, you could tell the calendar that the appointment's coming from Notion and the Notion appointment is in the calendar. And we have actually left that in place in Zenkit. Shall I put, for when it comes up, a what's an API and why do you care? That's a good idea, isn't it? I think us computer folk forget that normal people don't speak in riddles, do they? They speak in riddles of their own. What's an API and why do you care? Because I can actually show it you with Zenkit. So if I move something on the calendar, it gets updated in Zenkit. If I move something on the calendar, it does not get updated in Notion because the two have no idea that they exist. So that's why it's important. They keep messing up how to wear the PPE on Grace. Oh, Kim, have you seen in the States something called Roadkill? It's got Hugh Laurie in it from House. It's a four-part UK political drama. Basically, he's sort of a skinny, dark-haired version of Boris. And there was, at the very, very beginning, they're coming out of the Central Court in London. And this barrister's with him, and he's just won a case. The barrister has got, like, beautiful hair, jet black, with a fringe, which is bangs, isn't it? Long enough to be, like, touching her eyebrows. That's important. Come back to that shortly. And, like, very straight. So a couple of episodes later, she's sat in court waiting for the judge. And she's got this wig on her head. And I glanced and I looked at it and I literally said out loud, and this was, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, no. She literally, it looked like wardrobe had come along with 14 wigs, just picked one up, and I'm talking a legal wig here, and just slapped it on her head and carried on walking. Her entire fringe, you could see it. Now, in Australia, that's okay. But in the UK, you are not allowed in court wearing a wig, a barrister in court with a wig, not allowed to have one hair showing at the front of your own hair. So this fringe would have needed to be taken completely back. And if you can imagine holding the wig in your hand and touching the edge of it where the heel of your hand would be to your forehead and then slipping it back so it took all your hair back with it, that's how you wear a wig. This was the worst placement of a wig in court I have ever seen. And it bugged me something chronic. So I know where you're coming from. You've not seen it. It was on, I think it was on once every Sunday until the 8th of November. But they put the whole thing on iPlayer, so most people just watched it, you know, the 4 hours straight through and didn't bother waiting for the week by week. But it was pretty good. They left it open, shall we say, for another series. But it was very good. It reminded me a little bit of, what was that conspiracy one? The one with a newspaper. John Sim was in it. So let me look up John Sim. He's another good actor. He was in the Lakes. Do you remember? He was the kid, always in trouble.
I remember Chef.
Yes, he was in it with Chef. Is it Sim or Sims? I think it could be John Sim. But when I mentioned this thing, there we go. Life on Mars, he was in that as well. He's in loads of stuff. He's a bit grumpy, actually. A bit of a grumpy lad. But he's a very good actor. Right, what was the thing he was in? Was it called Collateral? Or was it earlier than that? Good grief, this guy works a lot. State of Play. State, good. 17 years ago. Never. Honest to God, I would have thought that was about 5 years ago. He was in a political drama called State of Play, and State of Play has been made into a movie since then. But the movie wasn't a patch on the series. And this roadkill drama reminds me of State of Play. I mean, quite political. But it's very, very good. Just this wig bit, not realistic. No, no, no. Right. Yeah, I'll put on that note the Zenkit thing so I can actually show you what that does. So we'll put that on there as well. But I still want to hear from you guys in terms of what you want to be covered in Notion 2021. I am starting it from scratch. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I was going to give Kim another get out of jail free card. Dirty hack alert. I need a stinger for that.
Mm.
Dirty hack alert. Right, you don't want to lose access to what you've got, so you're thinking that you will back it up as a CSV and then stick it into DevonThing, which is great. It will give you a local backup. Another option for you, which would enable you to utilise the data easier than having it in DevonThink, would be you don't have a block limit anymore on a free account. So there would be nothing to stop you duplicating the table in the account you've got, make a free account on a totally different email address, and then move the table you've got into that account, and boom, you've got a backup. But boom, you've got a backup in terms of it's in exactly the same, it looks exactly the same and it behaves exactly the same as it does in your primary system in terms of it's in a Notion account. So you could literally, if you cannot get into your account or your account, something goes wrong with it, you could go to this other account and have a backup in there, as well as the DevonThink backup if you want. You can never have too many backups. But that would be a way, that would be a faster way to actually get to your data in the event that you can't get to it any other way. Yes, roadkill. It's definitely worth a look. Very good. I enjoyed that. Could have done with being another 4 weeks longer, I think. But I think they were doing it because he was in The Night Manager, wasn't he? He was good in that. And that took off really well. But that was based on a book and there wasn't a second book. But this one would definitely lend itself to a second series. But what I liked about it was it also reminded me of 24 in terms of they're not precious about who doesn't make it to the next episode, shall we say. Do you remember the first series of 24? It's like, well, he isn't going to die because he's one of the, oh my God, he's dead. And when Edgar died, when Edgar died, it was major grief when Edgar died. We loved Edgar. Right, okay. Is that enough for today? I think so. Because it's Two Show Friday tomorrow, we're going to have a bit of a giggle with Johnny, I think, and say, oh, did you not hear the new Mac Bites last night? We'll have to play with his mind. It's Black Friday, cut me some slack. I could be bankrupt by this time tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
Good night from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.